first time I've ever coached a game this early. That was that intense. I thought Texas looked like they were a little further ahead of us offensively and defensively, and I don't know. We got to give them credit. I thought they were really ready to play. I would think that their foreign trip helped them. They looked a little more organized than us at times, so you got to give them credit. But I was proud that our guys fought hard the second half, and fought, especially this kid, Tony, really played his butt off on both ends of the floor, and a lot of things we can build off of from this experience.
Questions?
Tony, can you talk about just the intensity on the floor? It looked like it got pretty competitive out there.
Well, I feel like it was just the heat of the game, you know. We love this sport, and we want to give our best, and we don't like losing, but, you know, it's just the heat of the moment. Just that.
Did playing Texas bring maybe
a little
something extra out of y'all?
Anything, you know. Texas is a good team, so you had to be excited to play anything at this level. You know, you had to be prepared and be ready to throw the first punch.
Coach, what did you tell the team after the first half? Shoot 25% from the field.
Well, I thought we took a lot of bad shots, quick shots, and Texas's defense had something to do with that, and just we looked disorganized at time, and I just thought we didn't play hard enough on the defensive end. The second half, we played much better defensively and forced more turnovers, and I thought our energy was much better on the defensive end. It looked like the first half we played a lot of one-on-one at times and got disorganized and looked like a young, inexperienced team playing too early in the season.
Facing the ball pressure that they had is going to help you for November 10th
against
West Virginia?
No question. I thought their guards were really good. I thought the first half their guards dictated the game on both ends of the floor. Andrew Jones, Eric Davis, two experienced guys that played well and were tough matchups for us. Once we adjusted to the pace of the game, I thought we were better.
Do the Webs think you'll have such good success on the offensive glass?
What's that?
Why did y'all have such good success on the offensive?
Well, we started taking better shots and we were in position to rebound. I thought that was a big part of it. And then we went through a stretch where we had four freshmen on the floor who really outplayed our older guys, especially the second half. I thought J.J. Chandler and Savion Flagg defensively and offensively gave us some good, really good minutes.
Speaking of J.J. and Savion, did you play them a little bit more, it being here in their hometown, Houston?
I probably needed to play them a little bit more. I went with our older guys the last 7 minutes, but those guys are good players, and they played well. I was happy for them.
What did you make of the atmosphere tonight?
I thought it was a great atmosphere. I mean, again, it's October 25th. We're playing a basketball game, and it was loud and intense, and, I'm thankful for all the people who came. This is a great event and a great opportunity to help some other people and also play a lot of guys. I think we played 10 guys in the first half and ended up playing that many for the game.
Billy, would you be more encouraged by what you got from those freshmen, or more frustrated by the fact that some of your veterans didn't play well?
Well, I'm definitely more encouraged by the young guys because I didn't know what I was going to get from them. We've seen our older guys perform better than they perform today. And again, you got to give Texas credit. I thought they did a good. They really bothered DJ Ho getting up after him with their athleticism and their quickness. And Admond Gilder struggled. I thought he took some quick shots and didn't. He looked like early season form, which was what we saw, and were somewhat not surprised.
Based on that great atmosphere, is it more evident than ever that this needs to be played annual? I mean, this was an exhibition game.
I think it's good for Texas basketball. I think it's good for us. I know that's something we've talked about, and we hope maybe to play in the future.
The intensity of this one, is this a good game to be able to teach from?
Oh, there's a lot of teaching moments. I don't know how many times we didn't know who we had, and they shot threes in the corner, wide open threes that we don't give up. We won't give up hopefully soon. We shouldn't have gave them up today, but again, you saw some early season mistakes, guys not knowing who they had. and some ill-advised shots, I thought. Our shot selection wasn't great.
Yeah, when y'all pulled it to within one, seems like Tyler never touched the ball.
He never touched the ball. I thought we had a guard shoot some tough threes, and Robert shot a three at the top of the key. And, you know, it's one of those. He's capable of making it, but when we had a run going, we never got the ball where we wanted to get it and got the best shots.
What about the guy next to you? Kind of reminded everybody that, you know,
and he's a senior, and he played like a an upperclassman. I'm really proud of him. He's been really good in practice. He's been good all year, and he played like a senior and played like a veteran supposed to play.
Tony, you were the only player for A&M to hit more than one three. Why do you think that?
Well, that's actually coming from the coaches. They always telling me to shoot three before and after practice. And thank you to my teammate, Chris Collins. He stayed with me and shooting with me. So it's just coming for practice. You know, I take the shot. And Coach Kenny let me take the shot that I practice every day. And his faith that he had in me, he believed that I'm practicing those shots. So he just let me take it.
Tony, did this feel like an exhibition game?
For us, yes, because it was the first game. I knew how excited the freshmen were. I talked to them before the game. I say, hey, man, just give that excitement that you had inside, bring that energy that you have. So it was a good exhibition game. I feel like it was a good game for everybody, for the crowd, for us. So we just learned from this now.
What did it sound like to you on the court? And did that kind of help you get that momentum in the second half here in the crowd?
Oh, yes. I mean, when you have this atmosphere like this, you're gonna play better, you know. Just by the motivation that people give you, like to not give up, it just motivated to keep going.
Was the last 6.5 minutes sitting Robert? Was that more just a chemistry thing for you, just kind of watching everything?
Well, this guy was playing really well, and I thought Tyler had given us some really good minutes. He was making free throws when we got him the ball. I thought our guards went through a stretch where we didn't get the ball in the right places. And I ended up finishing with one timeout. I would have used the timeout and set something up. Been a little more disciplined offensively the last 6 minutes. And, well, I didn't think we were very disciplined.
Have you ever been involved in a game where you've had offsetting text at an exhibition?
No. I can't remember it.
Billy, what do you think about this as just a concept? I mean, Kansas and Missouri play in front of 18,000 people. I mean, this is an exhibition. But it's different than y'all's secret scrimmages, where now you've introduced the media and the fans, mm-hmm. and to see your team when you may not be ready, really. I mean, do you think this is something that the NCAA should approve going forward and make it a yearly type of thing?
I think it's definitely something that should be considered, because especially if we're using the money to go towards the right cause. And I thought that's what generated the whole interest, was Kansas and Missouri stepping up and playing that game. And then mm-hmm. found out North Carolina's playing three teams mm-hmm. in a rotation. And it's just so hard to do this early in the season. It's ugly basketball from a coach's perspective, but there's so much that we're going to get so much more positive out of it by teaching and learning from our mistakes and playing in this atmosphere and finding out about our young guys than I've ever done before. So it's something definitely I think they should, I hope they think about.
Is something like this, is it better than playing a Division II team or a team that y'all might could steamroll?
Well, it depends on where your team is and where your program is. If you just inherited a program and you got a brand new bunch of new guys and team that didn't win a lot of games in the past, I don't know if you want to play your rival, you know, in front of a good crowd. You know, it kind of depends on where your program is at that particular time.
Tony, you know, this is probably still really fresh on you, but y'all might be the only group, you know, given what may happen in the next few years, that gets to play in a game like this against Texas. I mean, what's that feeling like, knowing that y'all might be, you know, experiencing something very unique and special?
You feel great, you know, just to help a beautiful town like Houston. I feel like we did a pretty good job by coming here and playing this game and giving back to the community. I feel like that's what Texas A&M represents us. You know, it's always giving back to the people that help us. You just feel great, I guess.
Anything else? Is this more intense than the game down in the Bahamas?
I don't know. I really don't answer that question. I mean, it feels the same. You know, it's always good to play Texas. My second time playing Texas, so it's there's no difference.
The difference is we won. So I can tell you, it feels different for me.
I don't want to say it.